speech protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, hopefully, they're going to be the views of Dr. Otis Graham, who is a history teacher at the University of Santa California in Santa Barbara, and certainly a member, worked on the staff of the Center for Democratic Studies, which was a liberal think tank in Santa Barbara, headed by Robert Hutchins at the University of Chicago. But certainly, Dr. Graham has written a fascinating book on immigration reforms and America's unchosen future. And you know, if you look at what's going on from the logical point of view as far as immigration, it just doesn't make sense. Right here in the state of California, we have a $26 or $24 billion deficit after all the things that they've done to certainly correct the problem here. We still have a $24 billion deficit. And illegal immigration costs the state of California about $10 billion. If we simply cut off welfare and AIDS and college subsidies, and actually pay the illegal immigrants that come in. Now, that's not the state, that's the federal government. So there's something called negative income. If you file your income tax and you don't make enough money or you have enough children, they're actually going to give you money. And first of all, I don't think you should do that for any American. If you're not making enough money, why should the federal government give you money? But even more, why should you do that for people who are in our country illegally? But that really is happening today, and all they have to do is file an income tax form and come up with a fraudulent Social Security number and apply, and they'll get money back from the federal government to subsidize them while they're here illegally using our other welfare benefits. Why would any rational country do something like that? But why here in California, when illegal immigration is costing us $10 billion a year, and if we simply just stop that, why would we save $10 billion in our deficit would only be $14 billion instead of $24 billion. Why does Arnold Schwarzenegger refuse to do what's logical? And I will tell you, because there is an agenda. And that is, of course, to destroy this country through massive immigration, to create a multicultural, multilingual society. So why would rational people want to do that? Why? Because we're not dealing with rational people. We're dealing with people who have a different worldview and a different agenda. They're dedicated to the establishment of a one-world government. And, of course, once you understand that, so much of what's going on today really does make sense. It makes sense, then, why we're giving some $60 billion, $50 to $60 billion to General Motors, which is shifting its base of operations to China, India, Russia, and Brazil, the so-called BRIC nations. And, of course, they need money to subsidize opening their plants throughout the world. So we're going to give them the money so that they can begin transferring their plants, even more of them, to other countries, because we want to build up the living standards in other countries as we lower them here. And that's, of course, what happens when you allow people to come in here, illegal immigrants who certainly they want a better life and they're willing to work hard, and many of them are very nice people. But this is a good way to destroy America. And there really are people in both the Democratic and Republican Party, working at every level of our nation, who hate America, whose loyalty is not to the United States, but to this globalist dream. And, of course, this is why we're allowing the immigrants to come in here, undermine our own working class, and, of course, utilize our facilities, bankrupt our nation. They want to destroy America. When you understand that, so much of what's going on really makes sense today. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. And our guest this afternoon was to have been Dr. Otis Graham, who is a professor at the University of Santa Barbara. And he's retired now, but he's written a fascinating book on immigration reforms and America's unchosen future, pointing out that the policies of the government are going to destroy this nation. These things are not happening accidentally. They're happening on purpose. Our telephone number, since we do not have a guest, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. So we do hope you'll give us a call. So my voice will hold out for the full period. But basically the problem of immigration and blocked immigration, first of all, we have a society that is pretty well able to replenish our numbers of people. We have well over 300 million people here. We see increasing congestion in our cities. Our population is replenishing itself with a fertility rate of about 2 children per every family, which, of course, is sufficient to replenish a family of a mother and a father. But once you begin bringing in all sorts of immigrants, massive numbers of immigrants, and we don't know, they acknowledge there are about 12 million immigrants in the United States today, but there could be 20 or 30 million, some of the groups say that, and these immigrants are having large numbers of families and large numbers of children in their families, and unfortunately, many of these people want to be Americans, but many of them don't want to be Americans. They don't want to learn our language. Their loyalty is to Mexico. They maintain their Mexican citizenship. Many of the men who are here alone send their money back to Mexico to their families, and that's all very well and good. But right now we have over 11% of the 11.5% of the population of the state of California is unemployed. There are 14.5 million Americans who are unemployed, and that's a very, very conservative statistics. I think there's really much more than that. And if we don't control our immigration, of course, there are not going to be any jobs here for American citizens. And, of course, we're going to lower the living standards, which is exactly what the planners want. But they cannot tell the American people what this is about. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Well, this is Dr. Stan, so it looks like we may very well have an open line. Dr. Graham, who is supposed to be with us, as his telephone line is busy. So if you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Because they want to bring our economy down. Not only that, J.P. Morgan Chase has recently cut off the line of credit, the loans to a lot of small businesses. They're calling in their loans, and these small businesses are going down. And this is all part of the plan. This is exactly what the major banks did back in the 1830s under Andrew Jackson, as they set out to destroy our economy, to punish the people for backing Andrew Jackson and opposing the central bank. And in a similar manner, Ben Bernanke has said recently that if Congress, and he didn't use the word dare, but that was the inference, if the Congress should insist on an audit of the Federal Reserve System, it could lead to a financial collapse. If Congress should try to find out what the Fed is doing and should audit the Federal Reserve System, why the financial system could collapse. And talk about a threat, but that's what they're doing. And believe me, if we don't audit the Federal Reserve and close them down, we're going to get far worse. We sure there's going to be a difficult time if we close down the privately owned central banks and nationalize the major banks who brought on this and belong to a cabal. And if you don't believe they belong to a cabal, you need to read my newsletters at radioliberty.com, and we will simply tell you who's in the cabal. It's called the Trilateral Commission. That's the most visible organization, and they control the Fed, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization. And certainly, of course, every president or vice president and or vice president, every president and or vice president of the United States from 1976 until 2008 was a member of the Trilateral Commission that's never had more than 80, 85 Americans in it. Why did the government insist on giving Chrysler Motors to Fiat? Why, very simply, because the CEO and the vice CEO of Fiat are both members of the Trilateral Commission, this little cabal that rules the world. And the fact that you are never told about this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Well, with that as a thought, let's go to Connor, who's calling us from... Hi, Connor, where are you calling from? Okay, very good. Do you have a question or comment?
Do you see silver in the near future going to $50 to $100 an ounce?
Well, let's put it this way. Some people think it's going to $50 to $100 an ounce. Do I see silver going up? Yes, sooner or later. Why? They're going to lose control. The price is being manipulated. We're using it up far faster than we have the supplies. And sooner or later, the price is going to go up, but don't ask me when. We hear all sorts of stories. There's a man named Ted Butler who writes extensively on silver, and of course, he's probably the world's leading expert. He says it's going to go up. And go up very soon, but they've been saying it for a long time. Oh, I think silver is an excellent investment, and we've heard all sorts of stories, and I tend to believe them that one of these days silver is going to go, but I can't tell you when.
Yeah, it's pretty unpredictable these days.
Just to speak up just a little bit louder. Don't be bashful.
Oh, okay. It's very unpredictable these days, yeah. And,
but you have to understand, everything is manipulated. We do not have a free stock market. It's manipulated by something called the Working Group on Financial Markets. And, of course, you can go up on the Internet and look up the Working Group on Financial Markets, also known as the Plunge Protection Team. When it manipulates the stock markets, it manipulates the commodity markets, it manipulates the price of oil, and it manipulates the price of gold and silver. Until we get honest markets, until we have honest people in government, until we have congressmen who are not taking large gifts from the major banks, why, we're not going to be able to maintain our freedom or have a free society with a free market. Right now we have a controlled and manipulated market that makes mockery out of the concepts of freedom.
Right, and one of the ways is to support H.R. 1207, Congressman Ron Paul's bill to audit the private Federal Reserve, and right now it has 245 co-sponsors.
And I'll tell you what, the Federal Reserve is furious at that, and of course Ben Bernanke has said, you know, if you dare, now he didn't use the word dare, but he said if Congress has the Federal Reserve audited and they begin looking into the decisions we're making, it could lead to a financial collapse. Yeah, that was his words, and you can find this up on the Internet. For Ben Bernanke threatening Congress if they dared, of course, to challenge his power and the power of the people who are really controlling things. And I think it's vitally important that the people understand that this is exactly what happened when Andrew Jackson was the President of the United States. And this was almost 200 years ago, 190 years ago. But the same thing is going on today that went on when Andrew Jackson was the President.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that by 2013, do you think the Federal Reserve System will, like, pull something like, because they do stuff in 100-year intervals.
Right.
Like, if you...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, they do stuff in, like, 100-year intervals. It's kind of weird, but I've noticed, like, in numerology and stuff like that, but...
Right. It could very well be. I can't tell you, but it's just... Well, it was actually in 1832, which of course would have been about 180 years ago that Andrew Jackson defied the people who controlled the central bank. At that time, the second central bank of the United States, which was partly owned by the major financiers of Europe. Why were the major financiers of Europe controlling America's central bank? Because all central banks are interlocked in a small group of what I call them conspirators, and behind them are powerful spiritual forces. And until people recognize the spiritual forces, you can't understand how this has gone on from century to century to century. But behind all of them is a common desire to bring about a new world order, a one world government, destroy Christianity and create a new world religion and install a new world leader. This is what it's all about.
Basically bringing in Lucifer.
Amen to that.
Yep.
Okay, thanks so very much. And let's go to Ben, who's calling from Salinas. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. There is a Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. There is a mirror image of that. It's Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. And you must understand that everything with the occult is a mirror image of what we read in the Holy Bible. As we advocate love, they advocate hate. As we try to preserve human life, they want to destroy human life, which is, of course, what is behind abortion. And that's why they support homosexuality, because it doesn't generate human life. And basically, the population control movement has been pushing homosexuality. Why? Why? Because, of course, the homosexuals usually don't reproduce, and, of course, they die young. It is because of this intense hatred of homosexuality that is being promoted by the movies, by the media today. You notice when you turn on your television set, they always show the pictures of these two good-looking young men embracing and kissing one another fondly, you know. They never show you the pictures of the boys in leather and the boys in chains. About 25% of the homosexuals are involved in sadomasochism. I wonder why we never mention that. When they have their marches up in San Francisco, the boys in leather and the boys in chains are there. Why don't they ever show that on television? We're going to be back here in just a moment. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You need to understand what's going on today. There is a conspiracy against God. It's just that simple. But once you understand that, and we understand that these people want to destroy the United States, they want to impoverish our people, they want to plunge us into a war to generate famine, to generate certainly mass epidemics as it describes in Revelation 6:8. So much of what's going on begins to make sense. Well, Ben, it's good to hear from you. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. I've been following you, and I enjoyed your program on Saturday on the Saturday special. I'm one of your great admirers.
Well, why don't you call Michael Sperling and tell him he'd like to have me on again? Because
I would like to see you get a regular stint on there. I'm surprised you don't.
Well, Michael's a good friend. Well, just ask him to get me on that Saturday special again. We'd always love to do it. And Michael does a great job, and we can be very grateful for him to having that major AM radio station right here in Santa Cruz. At least there's the breath of sanity in a world gone mad.
You got that right, sir.
Okay, now, but I appreciate so much your words of encouragement, and just call Michael when you have a chance and suggest that he...
I talk to him often. I talk to a lot of the station personnel.
Right, they're good people down there.
Yeah, they are. They're good. I don't agree with them 100%, but then I don't even agree with myself 100%.
Well, basically, they have Alex Jones on, as you know, from, I guess it's 9 to 12.
I still have a big question about his true motivations. He's still a work in progress. I'll say. I listen because we can't have a closed mind, but I'm looking at him.
I think he's doing a great job. I think that he probably is reaching more people right now than anybody else is. And none of us are perfect. I'm certainly not perfect, but I think he's doing overall. He's educating a lot of people that I would never be able to reach. So
he
I'm
sure
just amazed he's there.
He sure is tuned in on the Brotherhood of Darkness, I'll tell you that.
I know he has, and certainly he's read our material, and he has us on every now and then. In fact, I got a call and get him back onto our program again. In fact, if you have seen his DVD, it's called The End Game, that goes into the Bilderbergers, but it also goes into the population control agenda. And he used a lot of our material, and I'm just happy that he did. I just want that material out, and if he can reach people I can't, more power to him. And he's acknowledged, been on our program, that he's used our material. And I use some of his material.
His cross-referencing, I can see where he indicates the use of your material, which is, I think, it's a wonderful thing. All we really need is the truth, Dr. Stan, a belief in the good Lord and the truth, and we can survive any battle.
Well, we've got a very large battle ahead of us, and right now, Ben, we've got to reach people, and we're running out of time. On the other hand, I'm firmly convinced that a number of people are waking up. In fact, it was so interesting, after we did the Saturday special down at KSCO, for our local listeners who don't know where that is, but it's down on Portola in Santa Cruz, and there were at least a couple of people there who came down specifically just to thank me for doing the program. That's never happened before, and I've done a lot of programs down there. So, I mean, I am guardedly optimistic that they probably represent maybe several thousand people who are out there listening who are concerned or are looking for answers, and we may not always be right, but we always got an answer.
and we're fighters, Dr. Stan. I mean, I'm very concerned that China could successfully bankrupt this country, and then where are we?
Well, I think they don't need much help. I mean, Obama is he's going to bankrupt the country. China's just going to sort of push us over the edge.
I'm taking a hard look at Mr. Obama also, sir. And I'm a staunch, what you would call a liberal. And I'm looking at him, and I'm seeing a leopard with a lot of spots.
Well, I think we got a real problem because, Ben, what people do not understand is there's a powerful spiritual force behind Barack Obama, and people do not understand that. I bring that out in my talk on the financial Armageddon, and there's a lot of information out there if you look for it. It's very, very strange, the people who are backing Barack Obama and put him in power. Hey, hang on. We'll be right back in a moment.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here in Sydney. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we have Ben calling from Salinas. Ben is an honest liberal who's certainly very concerned about what's happening to our country, and certainly he's concerned about what's happening as far as the finances of this nation, saying that China could very well bankrupt our nation. Well, China doesn't have to bankrupt our nation. The Obama administration is simply carrying out the program started during the Bush administration, because both the Democrats and the Republicans are working to destroy the financial stability of this nation. And until you understand that the Republicans blacked George Bush with massive deficits, then as soon as the Democrats got in, why, the Republicans suddenly became born again, you know, people in favor of a responsible financial policies, and the Democrats who opposed George Bush now are backing Obama and all of the things he's doing to undermine the financial stability of our nation. But there is no better way to destroy a nation than destroy its monetary system, and they are intentionally doing that today. Anything else you want to say, Ben?
Yes, this is the great Ben addressing my good friend Dr. Stanley Montes. And here's the subject. I've studied the Constitution of this wonderful country for many years. And under the Treasury Department in the Constitution, it is charged under the Constitution to print, coin, regulate, and distribute money. And for anybody to turn us over to a private consortium called the Federal Reserve and give them that kind of power over us and a direct key to finish looting the Treasury at the last presidential group, Satanists, I call them, that they didn't get out of the country. How is turning over this to a private consortium not treason? How is it not treason? That is treason on its face, to give private people the control over our Treasury Department, which is constitutionally charged. That's not a light issue, sir.
And, of course, Ben Bernanke, in the last few days, has said, when being interviewed before Congress, why he has said, if Congress should, And he didn't use the dare, but that was the way he put it. If Congress should, you know, authorize the, you know, insist on an audit of the Federal Reserve System, and they should begin. Yeah. And then he said why it could lead to a financial collapse, and I'm sure that's what's going to happen. If we try to expose these fraudulent people who've been stealing trillions of dollars and funneling it to their friends, why, of course, we're going to have to.
Well, we continue praying that that we shall see the truth, because that will indeed set us free. And I'll give you back to your program, and thank you for being there.
God bless.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, fine. Let's go to Judy, who's calling from, and Judy from Salinas. Hi, Judy. How are you doing?
Dan. Now, there are two things. One is about the elite, and the other is about President Obama.
All right, fine.
Okay. He's not first in a couple areas. He's at first in three. One is, we know he's the first black president, he's the first Muslim president, and he's the first foreign president, because if he is not a citizen by birth or by naturalization, he is a foreigner.
Well, I would suggest, I don't know if you've seen it, but four people today sent me a recent interview with Alan Keyes, as you know, is a black man, very articulate, Harvard graduate. And of course, in this interview, Alan Keyes says that Obama is a communist. He said, further, I refuse to refer to him as President Obama because there's no evidence that he's an American citizen. He's therefore not entitled to be the President of the United States. And, of course, what he's doing, he is a disreputable individual because he supports the murder of born children. If they're born and mother didn't want them, they should be allowed to die. And I'll tell you, it's one of the most powerful, about two-minute clips. If you can find it on the Internet, Alan Keyes, Obama is a communist. And this is what he said, not what I say.
Yeah, I've heard that from other sources as well. They're beginning to realize he's a fascist socialist and communist, and but by the time they decide that he's not, because he's not a citizen, he has to be ousted, well, it's going to be too much damage has been committed. Now, the other one is, since they like these initials, the globalists, the EEUU, that stands for the evil elite, the union of the underworld.
All right, fine.
Yeah,
well, I won't challenge you at all, because the force behind this effort to create the European Union and the North American Union and this world government is truly the satanic desire of Satan to want to rule the world, of course, to usurp the power of God. This has always been the battle, going back to the great Garden of Eden, and we're seeing it carried out to a completion today. And if you read the writings of the people on the other side, I'm talking about Manly P. Hall, certainly Benjamin Krem, others, modern-day Satanists, they will tell you that they know who they serve, they know what's going on. They just don't want the American people to wake up until it's far too late. But we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Judeo-Christian civilization. Anything else you want to say, Judy?
No, the thing
Hold just 1 minute. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And hang on. Well, Judy, go right ahead. Yeah,
okay, I think God is allowing them to be as evil as they choose to be, and I use the word choose. There are some that are willy-nilly going in blindly, but there are some that absolutely know what their choice has been. But in that day, in the White Throne Judgment, they will be accountable, and they will receive their due meat.
Well, of course, would you like to tell our listeners what the great White Throne Judgment is? Because, of course, most people don't know. Most Masons look forward to standing before the Great White Throne of Judgment at the end of their lives and being welcomed into, you know, in the realm of the Great Architect of the Universe, but they don't understand either who the Great Architect is or what the Great White Throne Judgment is. Can you tell our listeners?
Yes, I can tell you that all people who have not come to God the Father through Jesus Christ, his death and his resurrection will have to be judged, and they will be judged on their works. But they are not going to be saved, because there is a book of life in which they will not appear, because they turned against Christ and refuse to receive him as their savior.
Well, the great white throne judgment is the judgment of the damned. It's
yes,
the judgment
absolutely.
Of the damned. And the average individual, the average Mason who looks forward to that, doesn't know what it is because, of course, they never tell him in the laws, this is the judgment of the damned. But they, the people in the upper echelon know because, of course, they worship a different God. And our job is to try to get as many Masons saved as we possibly can and to pray for their eternal souls. Anything else, Judy?
Well, I'm going to let you go because you have other calls that I'm sure would like to talk with you. And I thank you very much.
And please get those people over there, Salinas, informed.
I try to where I can. A lot of people don't want to hear these things because it frightens them.
But your job is to try to tell them. God will make them listen if they're to listen. If he doesn't want them to listen, they're not going to.
Well, the thing is, you tell them, and when they begin to see some of these things happen, well, then they are a little more likely to pay attention to what's being said. I just hope that they pay attention before it's too late.
Well, all we can do is do our best. That's what
true.
We're called upon to do, Judy. Don't get discouraged. This is God's battle. We're just to do our best.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. And let's go to Tony is calling from Spokane. Again, the telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Tony. How are you doing?
Oh, very well, Dr. Stan. Yeah, I totally concur with everything the previous caller just said, by the way. Made me think of, I think it was Milton in Paradise Lost who wrote that the devil and his cohorts would rather rule in hell than serve in heaven. So, I don't know, maybe that's some of the motivation.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, because it's open line Monday here. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we've got Tony calling from Spokane, who is simply quoting Milton for us. And what was that quotation, Tony?
Oh, I believe it was the devil and his cohorts, something to that effect, would rather rule in hell than serve in heaven.
All right, fine.
I think maybe that's their motivation.
Well, I think I think it's so vitally important that we keep emphasizing this is a spiritual battle, and you can't understand why these people and these families from generation to generation have been working to destroy this country unless you understand the spiritual motivation that energizes them. And once you begin to see it, it's sort of like why the scales fall from your eyes and you can see what's going on. But I know that you understand that. Our gentleman calling from Spokane has been a friend for many years. Go ahead, Tony.
Well, I just finished reading again Andrew Dixon White's book, Fiat Money Inflation in France.
Isn't that a wonderful little book?
I just picked it up the other day, and I read it 15 years ago, 10 years, something like that. But it definitely was a big influence on my life. I remember I tracked that book down after reading Taylor Caldwell's Captains and the Kings. And I read it again just this last, I think I finished it this morning. And it is so amazing about how they described the creation of their fiat paper money. They actually refer to it as stimulus packages.
And the trouble was that when the stimulus wore off, then they had to make another stimulus package and another one. And, of course, people have forgotten that in early 2008, George Bush put out about $160 billion, $160 billion as a stimulus package. And certainly by the a year later, why Barack Obama had to put out $747 billion stimulus package, and then, the next stimulus package is going to have to be larger because as long as they're artificially stimulating the economy, as long as there's no real increase in production and savings and all the things we need for a free society, why, of course, they're going to have to stimulate it artificially until they eventually destroy the value of our currency. And they know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. We're supposed to think they're bumbling idiots, but they're certainly brilliant people who know what they're doing, but they know there's no better way to destroy this nation than to debauch our currency.
Well, when you read that, I know you carry that book, so I'd recommend that everybody get it.
It's Fiat Money, Inflation in France. It's an inexpensive little book, but well worthwhile reading. I read that probably 43, 44 years ago. Go ahead.
Well, it's just like reading the newspapers. As far as currently what's happening, every symptom that our economic system right now is going through happened in that same 10-year period from 1790 to 1800 or so, approximately. Every single thing. I mean, prices go up, wages go down. I mean, at first, wages go up, but since the stimulus packages aren't, they don't produce anything, the net effect is that wages end up going down while prices continue to go up. And one of the things that I had forgotten was that since these were all just sort of idealist and they had some ideas that had been tried before, like with John Law. They knew it didn't work, but they did it anyway. You know, better to do something than do nothing. But obviously it failed. And during that time period, they had to come up with I'd call it a boogeyman. In other words, to blame everything on it, because their ideas weren't working. So obviously they didn't care for the Christians, and then, you know, they killed the Christians. They stole the church property. They used the church properties to back up so-called currency, and then they decided that it was all of those evil people who were hoarding gold and silver. So it was their fault. So if you began to use gold and silver, you could get 20 years in shackles or beheaded, and you know that went on for a little while. And eventually, when it all came to its fruition and was over with, the only people that were left with anything were those who had actually taken the paper money and purchased real things, like property, gold, silver, things that were real that held a value. But only the wealthy could do that, because all of the poor were so destitute from the inflation that it took all of their being just to, live from hand to mouth.
And I think
they had nothing.
And we're going into an inflationary spiral here before long, Tony. Hey, we got a full board, but God bless you. Thanks for calling. I agree with everything you said. And what we're seeing today is like deja vu all over again. The book, Fiat Money, Inflation in France, the story of what happened in France after the revolution in 1789. God bless. Thanks so much. And let's go to Steve, who's calling us from West Virginia. Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Good. And you, sir?
Doing fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, sir, I do. I don't know if you're familiar with Eustace Mullins.
Yes, I know Eustace. I've met him. I've interviewed him.
Right. His testimony was that there was a provision written along with that Federal Reserve document from 1913 that for $550 million, they could basically buy all the stock and eliminate the Federal Reserve.
That's absolutely right, and we should buy up the stock, and we should eliminate the Federal Reserve, and then we should try the people in there for conspiracy against the people of the United States, because they work in concert for the people who control the banks. In fact, the big banks control the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve controls the big banks, but who's looking after the American people? Anything else? You're absolutely right.
I've never heard anybody make that statement over the radio, and I thought, well, now's the time to see if anybody ever knew what Eustace's research revealed.
You're absolutely right, and it can be done. We just need people who have the courage to stand up. And fortunately, Ron Paul's got over 240 people backing the resolution, H.R. of 1207, calling for an audit of the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve is hiring a public relations firm to try to get the American people to think they're wonderful people, and they're not. They are part of a cabal, ties into the Trilateral Commission that wants to destroy the sovereignty of our nation and impoverish our people. And we ought to buy it back. Anything else there before we let you go?
Yes, sir. One other thing, maybe if I could. if you happen to have a copy of Albert Pike's Morals and Dogma.
Yeah, sure I do, but I don't have it right here with me.
Right. On page 299 and 300, it starts on 299 and goes over on 300. This is paraphrasing, but if anybody can get a hands on it, they can read it word for word. What it basically boils down to is their doctrine is for their pain and suffering and early demise for the preservation of this earth, they can and then demand immortality from the God they believe created it.
Yeah, but of course, they're not talking about the God of the Bible. They're talking about
that.
A different God, and people understand, there really are millions of people in this country today who worship a different God. They talk about God, but they're not talking about the God of the Bible. You're absolutely right.
I understand that, but most people don't know that their doctrine is human sacrifice for the preservation of the birdhouse.
Well, we've just got to be awfully careful of what's going on today, and if people doubt that there really is human sacrifice going on in America today, you need to get some of our interviews with, certainly with Ted Gunderson, who was with the FBI for so many years. And why do you think so many children are constantly disappearing and never turning up in the United States? We cannot let the American people know about the satanic covens that exist. We have a book called Satanic Crimes and a 4-tape set on satanic crimes. Let me suggest it to our listeners. Hey, I got to run. We got a full board. Thanks very much for calling. Okay, that was Steve from West Virginia. Let's go to John, who's calling from Florida. Hi, John. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. Good evening. If you took the best race driver in the world and you put him in the fastest car that ever was, he would not stand a chance of winning the race if his steering wheel is disconnected from the wheels. And that's exactly where our electoral process is. I got a recommendation for the listeners. Read a book called Vote Fraud by James Collier. Now, and anyone who votes owes it to Jim to read this book, because Jim paid for this book with his life.
I met Jim many years ago. I used to sort of doubt what he said. I don't doubt it anymore. They do actually fix our elections in this country. At least Iranians got the gumption to get out in the streets and demonstrate. People don't understand. The electronic voting machines were put in there so they could rig the elections without even trying.
Well, I have some personal experience there. I got involved in exposing vote fraud, and after several months of effort, I was told by an FBI agent that he had 23 years in the FBI, and there was no way he was going to risk his retirement by blowing the whistle on a federal judge, and he recommended that I drop it. I could not get anyone interested, but I got a request. Would you please do a show on a combination survey and discussion on how many people believe that how we vote has anything to do with the outcome?
Well, we're doing a program at my evening program. The second program today will be with Brad Friedman, and we're going to be talking about voter fraud in America. So that's this evening. Let's see, you are in Florida?
Yes, sir.
All right, fine. Well, of course, you will actually pick up our program, but it'll be 1 o'clock, be midnight back there, but it'll be certainly on our internet site anyway. Or you can pick it up. Do you have access to the internet?
Yes, I do, but I'm generally in bed by that time.
Well, of course, you can pick it up tomorrow there on the internet. It'll be archived.
Website?
Right. It's with my interview with Brad Friedman, and you're absolutely right. Doesn't matter how people vote, it's who counts the votes, and believe me, they rig our elections.
Well, it certainly explains why the critters in Congress vote against 90% of the people and really don't care. And the thing that really scares me, it puts me in the reference of Mussolini and Hitler and Stalin, is Barack Obama's assumption by the White House and by Rahm Emanuel of the census. He's got no business doing that unless he wants to control who votes how.
You're absolutely right. But the thing is that people must understand we have a visible government. We have an invisible government, which I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, who it consists of the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign, the Bilderbergers, the Group of 30, and there are probably other organizations that should be included in that, but those are the most prominent organizations, and they're the ones who really run the government. Barack Obama is simply a figurehead. And as I said earlier in the program, between 1976 and the year 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States during that period was a member of the Trilateral Commission. And the fact that nobody will ever tell you that simply reflects the control that exists today over what the American people think. You can want to check it out. Of course, you need to get the membership list. We have a syllabus called the Membership List of the Brotherhood of Darkness. That's the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Or you can go to augustreview.org or go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's augustreview.org or radioliberty.com. And suddenly, I mean, they control the State Department. Oh, hey, we're running out of time. My producer's telling me I shouldn't be talking so much. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Yes, sir. One thing that really scares me is historically the voters only have, or the citizens only have two choices as far as government. That's the ballot and the bullet, and I am terrified that we've lost the ballot.
Well, we need to regain the ballot. First of all, we need to get the American people educated. That's your job. That's my job, and I hope you'll get people listening to our programs, will you?
Thank you, sir.
God bless. So let's go to Charles calling from Seaside. Hi, Charles. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
I wanted to say in reference to some of the conversation that was going on about the evildoers, quote-unquote, that is affecting the good people of the world, is that in the beginning they had their name and they were the children of Cain. They were called the Nephilim, known as Gibars. Now, in our present day, our recent history of them may have gone by Aryan or whatever the case, but the classic true name you can look of the evil people in this world, they are Kenites, and that's K-E-N-I-T-E-S.
I believe it's called with a spelled with a C. But of course, they were the sons of Cain. Cain.
They are the Canaanites.
Right.
They are the Canaanites. Right. I am referring to the Kenites. K-E-N-I-T-E-S.
Okay.
They are in the Book of John 488, the products and sons of the devil. That's my comment, and thank you.
God bless. Thanks so very much. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We do have a couple of lines open, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Right now we've got Jim calling from West Virginia. Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Oh, it is wonderful to be back, Dr. Stan. My dad was Carbide's only patent agent for a quarter of a century. When I was a youngster, I heard something about the mechanical voting machines. He got a copy of the patent. It was 1900 or 1906. I don't remember now. It's around here somewhere. And you could see from the drawing how you could jimmy that silly thing before the election started to make every vote go the opposite way on individual races or whatever. That's point one. And also, Dr. Stan, have you looked into the International Property Maintenance Code?
I've heard of it, but I'll have to admit I'm not an expert on it at all. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's not a law passed by a legislative body, signed into law. It is a code that a jurisdiction adopts. The code official is the sole interpreter, Gestapo. There is no judicial process. Any court proceedings are BS. It's statewide in West Virginia, Texas, New York, I forget where else, and people don't even know it exists. It makes eminent domain look like a joke. The code official can, and he's a sole interpreter. Anything which he says is not in good working order, sticky window, loose window, a dented gutter, in Charleston, West Virginia, is $555 every day the infraction occurs and or a month in jail. Anything the code official says is an unsanitary condition, dog droppings, puddles, bags of grass clippings, same deal. And you can just do a net search on International Property Maintenance Code. Not only that, but if he just finds any noxious weeds, according to him, he's sole interpreter, same deal. Every day the infraction occurs, they can find you out of your house. And here's the worst part. The code official can enter your house anytime he wants, basically, he says, at a reasonable time. Of course, he's a sole interpreter. He can prevent you from entering your house. He can tear your house down at your expense while you're in jail, if need be, and leaving your house in the landfill with your possessions, and they can tear it down. This has happened. I have it on tape where it's happened to people.
Well, what we need to do is educate people, and then they have to get involved and change those government rules and regulations. And the only reason they exist is because the good people aren't involved, and we need to get them involved, don't we, Jim?
You have to be aware of it. International Property Maintenance Code. God bless you, Doc.
God bless you. Do you have a website people could go to learn more about the International Property site?
Maintenance Code?
Well, not really.
It's just now coming to people's attention. I did a program with Joyce Riley, but just do a net search, International Property Maintenance Code, free download 2003 in PDF format. You read it. It doesn't take that long. It's not like Agenda 21.
All right, fine. Thanks very much. That's just Jim calling from West Virginia. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. Believe me, we're under attack from all sides today. We need your help to get the word out. Do you care? Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course we've been talking about who really runs the country, and people often honestly think that they're going to vote their people into office and they're going to change things, but believe me, many times they will alter the election process, and if they have electronic certainly of voting machines, they can shift the votes any time they want to. In fact, there's a wonderful certainly a YouTube presentation up there with Brad Friedman on it, and he actually interviews this fellow who actually wrote a code that would allow them to change the voting on any voting machine. This fellow actually testified before Congress about it. He actually ran for Congress against the man who paid him to write the code. And he lost the election, but when, of course, they surveyed the people, why they found out that he had won overwhelmingly. But when they petitioned Congress to reevaluate the fraudulent vote, Congress refused even to look at it. Why? Because you got a lot of crooks in Congress, ladies and gentlemen. They've all got something to hide, or many of them have something to hide. And they need to be retired. We have the finest congressmen in Washington, D.C. today that money could buy. And it's up to us to let people know, of course. Now, one of the biggest tax increases that has ever occurred has occurred within the last 48 hours. The end of last week, it was the so-called cap and trade tax. And it is a tax. Of course, Obama said, we're not going to increase taxes. That's just for the rich people. But of course, you can tell when President Obama's lips are moving. That's when he's lying. You can tell when he's lying because his lips are moving. He says one thing, he does the opposite, and the people love him because he says what we want to believe. But the truth of the matter is, he doesn't believe a thing that he says. And of course, when he talks about he wants to maintain our privacy, the privacy of our medical records, and that's why he wants to put them up on the internet. Have you ever stopped and thought, how can he put our medical records up on the internet and keep them private? He says he wants to cut the cost of health care, and that's why he wants to give additional health care to 46 million people. How can you provide health care for 46 million people? And of course, many of them will take a federal government program, but it's going to be cheaper because it doesn't cost anything. Ladies and gentlemen, who's going to be in charge? Who's going to be in charge of all the paperwork? You are, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about a $1 trillion program, and President Obama says he wants to provide health care and cut the cost of health care delivery. When did you ever see a program that saved money? We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Open lines always are fun. We hope you enjoy them as much as I do. And, of course, we do hope many of you want to find out what's really going on in the world. And so you can go to our website at radioliberty.com. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our monthly newsletter either by mail or by email. It's better for us if you'll take it by email, but we'll send it by mail if you'd like. And you do that, you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or subscribe to the newsletter by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. To understand the spiritual forces at work in the world today, you need to read my talk. Basically, listen to my talk or read the book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. The book actually came from the talk. The Brotherhood of Darkness, which will explain to you who is really behind everything going on today. Then, of course, there is a secret. It's been passed down for 5,000 years. And we will introduce you to the secret in the talk, The Forbidden Secret. And, of course, you can get that, the DVD, or there's a syllabus that comes with that, which we really recommend that you get both the syllabus and the DVD. To understand what's going on financially, you need to get the talk financial Armageddon, and you need to get the syllabus that goes with that. And so we recommend, of course, you get the three, the Brotherhood of Darkness, Forbidden Secret, Financial Armageddon. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. To understand the secret societies, and there were secret societies here when America was founded, you need to get the three DVD set, very professionally done, better than anything you're going to see on television. And, of course, it starts with a secret mystery. You can get the secret mystery set, consisting of the secret mystery of America's beginning, Riddles in Stone, the secret architecture of our nation's capital, and the Eye of the Phoenix, which goes into the significance of the occult emblems on the back of the dollar bill. Why is there a pyramid on the back of the dollar bill, capped by an all-seeing eye? And when some of your Christian leaders tell you, oh, that is a symbol of God, yeah, that's right, but what God are they talking about? And they're not talking about the God of the Bible, because he has nothing to do with the pyramid, and that eye is the eye of Osiris, of Horus, of the eye of Lucifer. And it is a Masonic symbol, and of course the Masons, whether they know it or not, worship the great architect of the universe, who is not the God of the Bible. He is the God which combines all religions together in this wonderful new world religion that's coming and will be established when the capstone, which hovers over the top of the pyramid, is allowed to drop into place. And that is coming very soon. Of course, the Secret Mystery series of DVDs, we recommend you get them. You get them all together at a special reduced price, or get them individually and watch them. A very good source of information. The DVDs, they sold their souls for rock and roll. The 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version, about all the people in the music industry who literally sold their souls to the devil. And, of course, you're never going to hear this discussed on the media, because the media is controlled, and they're not going to tell you anything about the satanic covens that exist in the United States, and the pedophilia that exists in Washington, D.C., and the pedophilia, certainly, network that exists goes right into the White House itself. This is covered in a book called Satanic Crimes, and a 4-8 tape set that you can get with that on Satanic Crimes. And all of these items are available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our webpage at RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our radio programs there, live 4 hours a day, archived, blog, 9 hours a day, satellite feed, MP3. Get the information and help us get it out to others while there's still time. And, of course, we can certainly awaken the American people if they hear the truth, but you're going to have to get involved. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for Radio Liberty. Our number, 1-800-5-HIV. War.